Frankfurt, Germany was thrown into chaos today when a man stole a small aircraft and took it flying around tall buildings in the financial district. He has since been arrested, and police say there is no apparent tie to terrorism. This flight appears to be more of a stunt, but one that delayed thousands of travelers and brought out the fighter jets. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Not too long after he hijacked a motorized glider from a small airport outside Frankfurt, the pilot apparently called a German television station. I don't want to fly into any buildings, he said. I might fly into the Rhine. I'll fly around for another 3 hours. Germany's NTV identified the man as Franz Stefan Strombach and said he claimed to be trying to draw attention to the memory of Judith Resnick, an American astronaut killed in 1986 when the space shuttle Challenger exploded. A man with that same name runs a website devoted to Resnick, but police did not reveal the name of who they're holding under arrest for the flight. Police spokesman Harold Weiss-Bolland.
We don't know anything about his motives. We also don't know what his level of determination was while he was flying around.
Uncertain just what was happening, police evacuated several skyscrapers and a train station and closed major roads and bridges in Frankfurt. The German military sent 2 fighter jets from a base in southern Germany. A defense ministry spokesperson said that was according to plan.
They had the mission to secure this area around Frankfurt, but they have no mission to shoot against this little airplane.
In the end, police didn't do any shooting either. The hijacker landed at Frankfurt's main airport about 2 hours after his journey started and was arrested. His was the only plane landing or taking off then. Frankfurt, continental Europe's busiest airport, shut down temporarily, delaying flights all over. New Yorker Buck Broker was waiting and waiting for a flight out of Berlin tonight.
I was a little surprised that it happened in Germany, because I figured how at the airport could such a thing happen after everything else. But apparently this is something that took off from a private, that's all I know of. Then it made more sense. It's like, okay, well, you know, they can't get through the airport security now, so now they're looking for other ways.
At first, Broker thought hijacked plane and thought terrorism. He was glad to find out that that's not the case this time. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.